are listening to a Commonwealth Bank of Australia Global Economic and Markets Research Podcast. This podcast provides general market-related information and is not intended to be an investment research report. The information contained in this podcast is based on previously published material, and before listening, you're advised to read the full Global Economic and Markets Research Disclaimers, which can be found at combankresearch.com.au.
Welcome to the CommBank Global Economic and Markets Update. My name is Belinda Allen and I'm a Senior Economist here at Commonwealth Bank. And today I'm joined by our Chief Economist and Head of Research, Stephen Halmerich. And thanks for joining, Stephen.
My pleasure. Thanks, Belinda.
Now, in this podcast, we're actually going to discuss the March Household Spending Intentions Report that was released today on the 21st of April. Now, before we start and get into the nitty-gritty details of the report and what it means for consumer spending in the Australian economy, I do need to note that the data used in the Commonwealth Bank Household Spending Intentions series is a combination of the CBA data and publicly available Google Trends data. Where CBA data is cited, this refers to the bank proprietary data, as the statistics take into account only the bank's data and may not reflect all trends in the market. All customer data used or represented is anonymised and aggregated before analysis and is used and disclosed in accordance with the group's privacy policy statement. So, Stephen, over to you now. The Household Spending Intentions series was launched back in mid-2019 to provide us with some really good data and insights into spending intentions in the Australian economy. What was the genesis of looking at this data and what were we hoping it would provide to us?
Well, thanks, Belinda. Yes, we launched the Household Spending Intentions series in July 2019. That was after around a year or a bit over a year's worth of work where we were looking at the better ways we can use Commonwealth Bank data, but also to show us what's happening in the economy now in terms of what are people spending money on now, but also to try and have a better idea and provide deeper insights on what people intend to spend money on. So our thought process was that the best way we can use to measure how people or what people intend to spend money on is what are they searching for online. So we worked with Google, and as you mentioned, we use publicly available Google Trends data as an indicator of what people intend to spend money on. So if you're looking at going on a holiday or buying a car or even a house, quite often you're searching online perhaps weeks or months ahead of time on what you might purchase. So by marrying together our CBA transactional data with Google search data, we think that gives a great insight of not only what are people spending money on now, but what they intend to spend money on in the future. So we launched that in July 2019, and so far the series has really exceeded all our expectations, providing really great early indicators how spending is tracking in the economy and what people's intentions are on spending.
Now, when we obviously launched this data, we didn't know that the coronavirus would be, you know, coming and impacting the Australian economy so much in all of our lives. We just released the latest report for March. That was really when the coronavirus started to really impact on government shutdown measures and consumer spending habits. What are the main takeaways from the report this past month?
Well, certainly we can see in the March data up to the end of March a dramatic decline in both the travel and entertainment spending intention series. So both those series have seen their readings really collapse quite significantly. Travel, for example, went from around minus 1% to minus 35%, and the entertainment series has declined significantly as well. On the flip side, we've actually saw pretty sharp increases in retail sales spending intentions and the health and fitness spending intentions series. So we know in March, at the start of the COVID-19 period, that there was a lot of buying in the supermarkets in particular for a few goods and items. So we've seen that reflected in the HSI. And we also saw significant increase in health and fitness spending, both medical needs, but also people setting up home gyms and things like that. The other area that's really interesting is education. So we saw big falls in the education HSI in February, but it actually recovered some ground in March. And that was driven by the online courses, correspondence courses that people were looking for, and perhaps the schooling at home developments as well.
So we obviously, our view is that the consumer spending will contract quite significantly in the June quarter, and that's going to lead to a very sharp decline in GDP growth in the second quarter as well, really led by the downturn in consumer spending. How is the data? Because we also track the weekly credit and debit card data here at CBA. How is that data now looking into April, almost a month on from the government shutdown measures?
Yeah, so I think this is where the relationship between the household spending intention series and the weekly credit card and debit card data that we publish is really important to watch. So as I mentioned, the retail sales numbers in HSI were up quite sharply in March, but we know from our weekly credit card and debit card spending data that as we move into April, that retail spending weakened quite substantially. So moving forward, we would expect to see the retail sales HSI series reflect that decline we're seeing in credit and debit card spending. And I think other sectors of the economy in the credit and debit card spending numbers are also showing significant weakness. Things like spending on clothing and footwear, personal care, recreation, transport are all down quite substantially through April.
Just turning our attention now to the housing market, and our last podcast was with Gareth Aird, the head of Australian Economics, on the new housing market outlook, where our view is that house prices over the next 6 months are estimated to fall about 10%, and that's a mixture of very slow growth in net overseas migration, job security fears are obviously on the rise, and really the government shutdown measures to eliminate public auctions and public open homes. How is that home buying intention series as part of the HSI tracking just at the end of when those measures were introduced?
Yeah, so the March reading of the HSI for home buying actually held up reasonably well. It's off the record highs we saw earlier in this year, but it's still very close to those record highs. And I think what we're dealing with here is the combination of a number of events. As you mentioned, in our most recently published research, we do expect house prices to be down 10% over the next 6 months. But we've also got mortgage rates at really at generational lows, so that's providing some offset. But I think generally we would expect that home buying intention series will come under some downward pressure as house prices adjust lower and, as you say, as turnover in the housing market, things like auction clearance rates are declining quite sharply in this shutdown period.
And one of the other areas in the HSI that we do look at is the motor vehicle subcomponent. So that's tied very closely, purchases in motor vehicles is tied very closely to the wealth effect, so that, you know, can move with the housing market and house prices as well. How is the motor vehicle purchase intentions looking at in March?
Well, it's really interesting on motor vehicles. Through most of 2019, motor vehicle spending intentions were very weak. And then early this year, we had quite a spike higher, pre the bushfires, pre COVID-19, as house prices had moved up through 2019. Motor vehicle spending intentions had risen quite substantially. But unfortunately, in the March reading, that improvement has stalled, and spending intentions on motor vehicles have come back down quite a significant way. I think that would be based on both private sector vehicles and commercial vehicles as the economy goes through this very difficult period. So certainly the HSI is picking up some weakness in the motor vehicle spending intention series quite quickly.
Has any of the readings really surprised you in the March release? I mean, one of the ones for me was obviously we knew the health and fitness segment was going to really lift as people kind of turned their homes into not only homeschooling and to home gyms as well, but also, you know, probably just the deep fall in the travel component. Were there any real surprises to you?
Well, I think, yes, the speed of the decline in both travel and actually in entertainment, as soon as we had the lockdowns of cafes, restaurants, hotels, movie theatres, etc., you've really seen the entertainment HSI decline very, very rapidly. I think that the small bounce in the education number in March was pleasing to see. Certainly it looks like people are taking the opportunity to do some study online and correspondence in this period. So that was a welcome development.
All right. Now, we have written extensively on the household spending intentions in previous months. You can find all our research on the CBA household spending intentions on combankresearch.com.au. And thank you, Stephen, for joining today.
Thanks, Belinda. My pleasure.